Thank you for holding. Is this Anthony?
It is.
Hey, Anthony. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Ah, so far so good. It's been a busy day. Excited that it's Friday. Not that I'm counting.
Is that right?
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. There's a couple of credits that she wanted me to apply towards your listing. I'm going to push those through now. But did you have any questions in regards to the placement or how any of it works?
Yeah, I'm kind of blind. We spoke briefly, but I was walking into a customer's home to give a quote, and so we got cut off. So I actually haven't gotten any of the details as far as I know you guys are. Primarily what you do is you boost Google searches to where my company shows up, but, you know, I'm curious about that process and how that works.
Yeah, so our company, we're a premier Google partner. We were actually founded in 2004, so we have almost 20 years now experience. We're located right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. And so our role as a Google partner is we host and maintain the first page placements. So have you ever done a search on Google for tree services before?
Oh, yeah. I've done it recently just out of curiosity to see who all popped up.
Perfect. You remember that map that popped up and how there's like those three top recommended guys next to the map there?
Yep.
That's where we're talking about listing you, Anthony. So Google Places placement. So we had a listing that became available within our company, and usually when that happens, we'll get a list of the businesses that they feel qualify, and then my reps like Tara that you were talking to, they basically just call down that list, first come, first serve, until we fill the spot.
I gotcha.
The reason you want to be there is because we actually did a study, and we found that 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from this section. So, I mean, in essence, we're talking about... You know, 9 out of 10 of your customers.
I've been one of those customers as well. Those are usually the first few guys that I look at.
Right, me too. Me too, 100%. I don't see a sense in going to page 2 or page 3 when I know how this process works and Google's already verified they're legitimate and gotten all their information for me, so I can buy without fear, you know, with these guys. So that's what we're talking about doing for you. The listing, it's a month-to-month service, okay? We would list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So like tree services or tree company. That would only be two of your keywords, right? There's 15. Now you could hand select your keywords that you're listed for, but there's a system called Google Analytics. I don't know if you heard of that before, but it allows us to actually... Yeah, so we could see what people have been searching the most. We don't really have to guess on which ones are going to get you the most visibility and traffic from the placement. So we obviously want to use that to our advantage, you know, get you as many clients as possible so that way, you know, you continue to use that first page placement on Google. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's the major benefit, right, is the opening for Google. But we do other things. You know, being a Google partner, we have pre-existing relationships with Facebook, Meta. So, like, you'd also have a Facebook business profile. We could run Facebook ads through it for you, host that for you, do a biweekly posting there. You have Bing Local. Bing recommends the same guys in their top 5 as you'd find in the top 3 on Google in that Google Places placement. So you just kind of pull them from there. So you'll be there, too. And then we develop websites, too, for businesses that don't have them or if they just want the website developed. We could purchase a domain, do all the graphic design for you, create the content, and then obviously host it and have that attached to your online listings. So we're basically like a one-stop shop for everything that has to do with online marketing and advertising. That way you don't have like 100 different bills floating around. You just got one company that's maintaining all the online listings for you.
Okay.
Okay, and we do mobile optimization, so you're on iPhones, Androids, tablets. It comes with that Google click-to-call feature, which is huge. About 82% of total searches done today are done on a mobile device like an iPhone or an Android, so you'll be accessible to those people as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a tracking system. Tracking system comes in the form of an app that you can download to your mobile device, and you can actually see all the calls we're getting for you, like what keywords and services they looked up, what zip codes they came from, if the prospect turns into a client. So that way you can actually evaluate your return on investment each month. You know exactly what you're spending and what you're making.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you guys don't do pay by lead, right?
No. We do Google Ads. I mean, that is something I could do for you, but this package is not pay per lead or click or call. This is just one flat monthly rate for Google Places.
Okay. And then my other question that I'm thinking about is, right now I have not, you know, we kind of started the web development thing, you know, one of those little ads that you click on and, you know, set up your LLC and you can build a website all in one package, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a quality, it's not even a .com. It was like a .net.
Nah,
I'm getting
Yeah. Yeah. And, I hear that too a little bit.
So we kind of stopped that process and I haven't really dove too deep into building a website myself, but without a website, you guys can still create that ad search accessibility.
Yeah. I don't know if you caught the part I was saying. We do build websites too. Like we could purchase your domain, do all the graphic design, develop the content for you, and provide hosting. So, like.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if for right now, if I wanted to kind of ease myself into the pool, if I didn't want to pay for the website up front, and maybe do that, you know, a little bit down the road, I could still do the ad placement without the website in place.
Well, yeah, but I mean, with the veterans discount that Tara requested, she said that you were a police officer and your partner was a firefighter, like both retired.
Yes, sir.
So the website would be included. We're not charging you for the site at all.
Oh, okay.
It's a part of the package.
All right. And would I own that website once I paid you guys to build it, or if I stopped my subscription, would that website go away?
Yeah. So while you're using us, we don't charge you anything for it. If you want to cancel and keep the site, we charge a one-time payment of $99 for the domain.
Okay.
Because that's what it cost us to get it. But while you're using our services, we don't charge you for it.
I see. Okay. And so how much is that service package?
With the discounts applied, it'd be $299 or $299 exactly.
And that's every month?
Uh-huh. It's month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it breaks down to about $10 a day to have it taken care of. And just to give you an idea on what to expect, I know it's not peak time of the year right now, but just in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches for a tree service. Within 50 miles of Chelsea. So I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 phone calls if you sign up with me today, right?
Well,
or that
yeah,
you even
well, we
want
just had
that,
a,
right?
We had a really bad storm roll through about a week ago, and that probably generated quite a few of those.
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely causes an uptick when the weather gets crazy for the tree services. But, you know, even if you're a horrible salesperson and you're the first line of defense, I mean, even if you're just getting 1% of what's out there, you know, the return on investment would be there for you to be able to continue to use this as your long-term marketing solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna give you the runaround. Like I really appreciate all the information. But right now, like you said, this is kind of the slow season. And we've just gone through a little bit of a transition period within the company. I've just taken over management altogether. And my marketing budget for the month is already tapped because I'm trying out something else.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple other services that
Home Advisor
Go
by
ahead.
Angie's List.
Yeah. And I'm not.
I saw that.
I'm not sold on it, but I figured I'd give it a shot. We tried another leads-based revenue thing before, and it was way too expensive, and so we cut services with that. And we're giving this a route, and it's definitely more efficient than what we were doing before. But I'm not completely sold on it, and it's significantly more expensive than you're offering.
With that veterans discount and all things considered with the first page placement, I mean, it's not every day you can put yourself on the first page, but I mean, if you gave us a shot, I could promise you it'd be your last stop as far as marketing. And the reason I say that is because Home Advisor by Angie's is buying their leads from a first page placement that they have on Google. And then they're just reselling them to you. Like if you look up tree services, you'll see the Google Places guys, and then a couple spots underneath, there's a Home Advisor listing that you're on, and it's got 10 best, and then there's an Angie's List, who's also owned by Home Advisor, and theirs says 10 best. So they got two listings on the first page, and the leads that they get, they resell to the guys on that list for a lead fee, and they're charging you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. I'm sure if we list you independently at $299, you're going to generate a lot more live calls, right? Because, you know, Home Advisor doesn't let them call you live. And then you don't have to pay the lead fee for every single one that comes in or deal with them being saturated. I can't tell you how many guys I've had make that switch in my 10 years here, and they tell me they always just like being on Google and letting people call them directly.
Yeah, I definitely, but like I said, that I've tapped out my marketing budget for this for the next few weeks. So if you don't mind, let me circle back to you in about 2 to 3 weeks. And I'll probably come your direction. Yep.
No, I hear what you're saying. I mean, anybody in their right mind would do this, you know, but it's a timing thing. Like, there's only 3 spots up there. We have one open. And then when the spots open up, Google decides who qualifies. Just because you're willing to go up there doesn't mean that you get up there, you know? You have to qualify, and then they reach out to you with the opportunity. It's not a organic SEO or something like that where you could just sign up for it and put yourself as a top recommended company whenever, you know? It's more or less something that you got to earn by not having, like, any negative reviews and being in that service area at the time the position opens up.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But you're not disqualified by any means just because it's bad timing right now. I mean, the last 3 guys that I've talked to prior to this phone call are all, dang, you know, wish you would have called me before I did this or before the holidays.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
If you'd have called me yesterday about 3 o'clock, I'd have been on board right away.
See what I mean? Yeah.
I literally just spent that money with Angie, and I'd much rather do something like this. But
we just got notification that one of the tree services in this area was relocating this morning. So that's literally the only reason why we even have a spot available now. Like yesterday at this time, we didn't know. So yeah, it's really one of those things. I don't know who I'm talking to when I start my day. You know, they just kind of tell us, hey, this is what's available. These are who qualifies. And then I have my reps go out and do the dirty work for me, and then occasionally I come across a situation like this where they're asking me to knock the pricing down. You know, the normal pricing structure with the website included is $499 per month.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that veteran discount that I applied, I mean, I know technically you guys aren't in the service, but I threw it in there and knocked it down by $200 every month for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
That's a pretty huge discount. I mean, the website alone is usually going to cost you more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if you just tried it out, and then even if you and your partner go, hey, after a couple months you don't like it, which I don't think you will, that would be like worst case scenario. I think you'll love it if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's for the reasons I explained earlier. But even if you were to just try it and leave it, you know, you're on Google now. Like right now, if you look up First Responders Treeworks LLC, you guys don't even have a Google verified business profile, let alone showing up on the first page for tree services, you know? So we'd have a verified Google business profile now. You have a website now. And those are things that would stick with you even if you left the service, you know, and those are huge credibility factors. But also, you know, coupled with the service, you know, that generates pretty significant return. I'm sure you guys have no problem using this month in and month out as the long-term solution. I would just, you know, need an opportunity to prove that to you.
Yeah. Tell you what, let me call my partner and see if we're willing to go ahead and spend the money, and like the additional money this month, because like I said, it's not part of our budget this month, but I mean, honestly, $299 is not going to break us.
I mean, it's worth its weight in gold to a business owner. I mean, there's very few things in life where you could generate $10 return on investment for every dollar that you spend on it. I mean, it's very few things. It's not like you guys are buying a new piece of equipment, like, should we do this, should we not do this? You've already created the company and gotten business, so why would you not want your next door neighbor to be able to see you when they got a job?
You know what I mean?
But these guys are calling out on it right now. I mean, I'm not opposed. If you want to put me on a hold and give your partner a call, I mean, I'm more than welcome to that, because then they can't send me another call in the meantime anyway.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
It'll save me from going through another pitch.
That's right. All right. Well, yeah, then give me just a second, then I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here with you.
There we go.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm still here with you.
Yeah, he didn't answer the phone.
Oh, I was like almost 100%. I'm like, if we can get him on the line and actually explain it to him what it is, or even show him, I'm sure he wouldn't be opposed to you giving it a shot for a month.
Yeah. So what would you need from me right now to get it going?
Well, if you wanted to sign up today, you're only committing for a month until January 15th. So it would be the $299. I would secure the listing, create the profile, and then I would need to set up a time for a client interview on Monday, where that would be nice if I could get both of you guys. But the interview is where we go over, like, the purchase of your domain, developing your website, going over which keywords you want to be listed for and which areas. That's where we do a lot of the customization. And then after that, it's just a matter of waiting for your Google PIN. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. Once we get that Google PIN, there's a little 5-digit number on the back, and we go live with the campaign. It's just a matter of, you know, being responsive to the customers as they call in and trying to generate as good of reviews as you guys can.
Okay. Well, that in mind, could I authorize the $299 right now, and then you guys just kind of hold that place until that interview on Monday, when I've got my partner by my side and we can kind of move forward with it?
Well, if I process a payment of $299, you're committed to that 30 days, because they're going to submit a form to Google, and it lets them know that you guys have secured the listing. And then the PIN is automatic. It's an automation. So once they get it, they have your address and everything on file for your Google business profile. They send it out. They'll send you the outline of the agreement and everything you're getting, your receipt. Oh, yeah. By the way, you can write this off in 2 weeks, too, as a business expense
for
tax season. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It'll
be almost like getting that first month free. Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, like, if you compare it side by side with Home Advisor by Angie's, then over the next 30 days, it's going to be such an eye opener for the both of you. You're going to be so happy that you did it.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past, and honestly, the Angie thing was not something that we had really wanted to get back into. It was just an opportunity thing, and work is pretty slow in my neck of the woods right now.
Hmm.
Well, it was kind of an opportunity thing for neither of us. Really sold on it, and I'm still not sold on it. I'm not really pleased with the sales guy. It was kind of gimmicky. I knew it was gimmicky ahead of time, but it was kind of one of those things.
Yeah,
like, oh,
there's an article, too. I mean, if your partner's ever second-guessing it, if you just look up FTC versus Home Advisor, and then that'll give them plenty of peace of mind when you read, like, what that company's really all about and the fact that,
yeah,
you know, now you're listing yourself directly on Google with a Google partner. It's always better just to be listed independently and let people call you live. Anybody that, like, intercepts the call and then texts them over to you, just know that that's being texted to, like, four or five other guys in the area, and they're charging you a lead fee just for that, for the information, not even a promise that you'll ever even talk to somebody, you know? So.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for First Responders TreeWorks LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Please, yeah.
Okay, 205-907-6820. And then what's your last name, Anthony?
Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R.
Okay. And you were previously a police officer, correct? You were in law enforcement? Okay. All right. So I'm going to approve this. I'm going to push it through as a veteran's credit. So when you see your receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, it'll say veteran's credit. Okay. I know you're not a veteran, but I'm just, that's how I got to the pricing structure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
You want a fun Google search, Google my name when you get done.
I could do it now.
You'll see all about my story at the Birmingham Police Department.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, dang. You got shot?
Yep.
Three. Oh, my God. You look young. Oh, man. Crazy. Oh, man. It's even got the guy on there. Yeah, it looks like a grizzly bear. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. It was just a traffic stop?
Yep. We stopped him because we knew the car was stolen, and the foot pursuit ensued, and the guy drew down on me while I was chasing, and I tripped, and then he came back on top of me and was shooting me while I was on the ground.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so you deserve, oh man, you deserve, I got goosebumps, man. Yeah, you deserve every penny of
wild,
it. Yeah, that's, I mean, you basically, that basically is active duty right there. that's why I push it through. I mean, oh my goodness, that's crazy. Without even knowing that, oh, I got goosebumps, man. Where did you get hit?
Twice in the back, twice in my left thigh, once in the left foot, and once in my trigger finger as I was drawing down on him.
My God. How long did it take to recover? I mean, obviously there's probably permanent damage, but...
Yeah, I've got permanent nerve damage in my left leg. That's why I retired.
Okay.
But I guess the majority of the process probably took about 18 months. But I mean, you know, there's permanent
therapy
disability there.
Yeah. Well, is that guy's locked up for good, I imagine, right?
He is. He was out on, he had a parole violation, which is why he was running in the first place. But so he's still held on those charges. We haven't gone to trial yet.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm grateful you survived. That's crazy. That's exactly my fear. My I have a lot of buddies. I have a friend of mine actually who's a Marine at Camp Pendleton down here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's in the police department for the city of Garden Grove, and he used to tell me all the time, like, I know you got a good thing going over there, but you know, me and him grew up playing football together. He's like my best buddy, you know. And he's like, if you ever want a job, you know, come over here. And I'm like, man, I think about my kids, and I'm like, I just, that's my fear. That's 100% my fear. It's like, I don't trust people. That's like my worst nightmare right there. And it's the same reason why I didn't want to enlist. My brother was in the service. My dad was in the service. And my grandfather was Secret Service. And I'm like, nope, I don't want to feel that hot lead, man. That's my worst fear. All right. Well, on this listing, they're going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a Google PIN verification letter. It's a little postcard. Okay. There's a, it'll say Google on it. It'll say First Responders Tree Works LLC, and there's a little 5-digit number I'm going to need from you. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 515 Woodbridge Trace, and that is Chelsea, Alabama.
Okay, I got it here. 35043?
Yep.
Okay, and Anthony, you could hide this address if you like.
Yeah, please. That's actually my home address. I just use it for mailing on the business.
Okay.
As far as like
government
stuff, but.
Yeah, no, I'll make sure neither you or your partner's name are showing, and then I'll also hide the street address. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on there, the number, link to the reviews, link to the website. But I'll just hide it and deactivate the turn-by-turn directions on that, so you don't got to worry about it.
Good
okay. And then, yeah, of course. And then, what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied?
It's
Wheeler3483@gmail.com.
Okay,
Wheeler3483? Yep. Okay. @gmail.com. Make sure this comes back valid.
Now, I would imagine once you get the website post, put up, we can get an email set up for that website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They have G Suite. I don't know if you ever heard of G Suite before, but they're custom emails. Yeah, so you can make like Anthony@firstresponderstreeworks.com.
Okay.
Yep, and then we always put a contact us profile on the My Sites, the custom website designs that we build. So if they fill out the form, it'll still email over to you right off the site. You'll get a notification.
All right.
I can get that going. I can get you G Suite at no extra cost. Let me just add that to the package here. Whenever you're ready, you can just call it in, and we'll create it for you. Right now, I just want to make sure you get this invoice. And then also the outline of the agreement in writing, and then we could always swap out the email later on. Okay. All right, Anthony, and how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then what about Saturday and Sunday? You want me to just put closed?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card at this point, but once I have a website up and running, I can work on the credit cards at that point.
Okay. Yeah, usually if you go down to your bank or you have like a business bank account, they'll set up a merchant processing through like Square or PayPal. Retired Police Department, I'm sure they'll give you the best possible deal. Because usually they charge anywhere from like 2 to 6%. Okay. Approve. All right. Cash check, no card. All right. We're gonna purchase a domain. Do you have a company logo for First Responders Treeworks?
Okay. I do.
You think you'd be able to send that in to us over the weekend?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. And then you have any, like, before and after shots maybe, too? Some work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I've got a few photos that I can submit.
Okay. Send as many as you can. I mean, you're going to build a portfolio from your site and your Google business profile, so people will be able to see what you could do. All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, so that way you don't have to just go through the whole customer service spiel if you just want to call me directly.
All right. That'd be good.
I'll take care of you. Yeah. I'm going to make sure we go above and beyond. Your story gives me chills, man. I just read like a paragraph of the first article that came up, and I was like, woof, I appreciate you. Okay, update.
It's a pretty crazy story. Right. I hate that it's my story, but.
Hey, but you're here, you know?
Yeah. Making the best of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a lot ahead of you. You seem pretty young. I mean, these photos, I mean, if you told me you were 30, I would question it.
Yeah, I'm 39.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I think you still got a lot of years in front of you, man. I think you're good to go. Yeah, no, you're good to go. The nerve damage would be frustrating, though. I'm one of those guys. I'm an avid runner. So, actually,
I was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love it. I'm doing the Children's Hospital fundraiser that I did. It's a marathon in Huntington Beach, California, in February. So I've been running like a madman.
The few times that I've traveled out there, and my wife and I traveled out there a few times, and it's just a beautiful place to run.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's just the people are kind of crazy, a lot of my family came from the Bible Belt. Yeah, so it's not like that. Yeah, my whole family was like service. My grandfather drove Eisenhower, so he was he passed away in 2018, but he grew up out here and they're just very very red. He was pro Trump, like super Trump, and then yeah. So I don't want to get all into politics, but yeah, I'm on that side. Yeah, I can't wait for this to be over right now. All right, so we got your profile squared away. Now, the client interviews, these client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get them completed. Like I said, this is where we go over your site, customizing your campaign. What's a good time on Monday? Or is there a time even maybe where I can meet your partner as well, too?
Let's go for like 3:00 on Monday.
Okay. Let me lock in.
He's actually calling on the other line. Let me see if I can attach him to this call.
There you go.
Hey, Sean, dude. Hello? Hey man, I've got you merged in with the call with
John.
What's the name?
John.
John.
LocalSplash.com. We're out of Orange County, California, Newport Beach.
Okay, he's going to get us listed on. He's going to get us on the top space for Google.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, Anthony. No, but I did want to introduce myself to you. I sent Anthony over my contact information. I would be like your guys' first line of defense for any of your online listings if you needed help or want to make changes, or if you're boots on the ground out there and you're the one that's actually working a lot of the jobs that were landing for you. Maybe you find, hey, I want to focus on trimming and I don't want to do any kind of pruning calls anymore, for example, right? I would be the guy that would help switch that out and make sure that the jobs that you're getting are coming in consistently, but also qualified. So it's good to meet you.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Share his number with me, please, or with him though, Anthony. And then I'm going to put him on the account too. So that way, if he calls in, I got the caller ID system. It'll pull up your guys' profile. What's his first and last name?
It's Sean Du. It's S-H-O-N-D-U.
Okay. And last?
Green.
Green. All right. And then phone number.
Go ahead, Sean.
205-876-4591. 4591. All right. All right, Sean, I'm going to send you a text message with my contact information right now so you have it, okay?
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to working with you guys. Yeah, Anthony was giving me goosebumps here, man. You got a heck of a partner. The guy's a hero.
Oh, he's my hero.
Yeah, I was looking up some stuff online. I was getting the chills over here. He almost made me want to cry, and I don't cry.
I couldn't ask for a better partner, for real.
Yeah. I was thinking some bad stuff. They got a mugshot of that guy on here. I was kind of wishing you would have got him.
I didn't finish the job.
Yeah, no, I wish you would have finished the job. He looks like an animal. Oh, yeah. Jesus. All right.
Well, man, it was nice meeting you, brother.
Yeah. I'm going to be walking you guys through the online campaign. So as far as getting everything up and running, I'm going to be picking your brain just to make sure that we're representing you properly and the calls are coming through. And then ongoing, you know, I want to make sure everything's, you know, representing the business how you guys want it to, because we're building the .com for you too. So it's a lot of the stuff online is people's first impression of your business before they place the call. So I think it's really important right. that, you know, we paint a good picture, you know.
When they look up like church, will our name pop up, or will they have to put in our actual name?
Exactly. So, Sean, dude, to be exact with you, it's a Google Places placement that we called about that opened up this morning. And Google Places are those three guys that show up next to the map there. If you type in like Tree Services Chelsea or Tree Services in my area or near me or Best Tree Services, any of those. Yeah. Type in tree trimming, any keyword phrase. You guys will be one of those. So it's like a small condensed version of a Google business profile, but it'll have like your name, address, phone number, link to your reviews will be on there. And then we're building the .com website for you. So we'll have a site up there for you too.
Dude, that's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, and they call you live. I actually have Anthony's number set up as the primary line of contact, so they'll call him live, but I could set it up so, like, if he misses it, the call, it'll forward to your cell phone, and then if neither of you answer, the tracking system will just save their information, and then when you guys are available, it's like a downloadable app. I'll send it to both of you, and then if you're missed calls, you can go in there and call those people back. That way we're not missing any of the opportunities.
Right. Sounds good to me.
Yep. I'll walk you guys through it. I was trying to tell them, like, the system you're using now, Home Advisor by Angie's, they use Google advertising like this to get their leads. But the problem with those guys is, like, they sell their leads to three or four of you, and they charge you even when you don't get the job. So they're already making it hard for you to get the job by selling it to three or four of the guys if somebody undercuts you on the price, you know? And so they make it harder to land it, but then they charge you for it even if you don't get it. So a lot of times you guys are just spending money on a lead that doesn't really turn into business. That's why I was telling him, you know, if he can give me his trust for the next 30 days, I'll be able to show him that and then show you, you know, because we tried to get you on the phone at first, but it didn't go through. So good thing you called back, though. I want to make sure you knew exactly, like, the difference between this and that and why this would be better for you guys moving forward and how it works, you know?
Sounds good, man. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, we got everything set up and ready to go. I scheduled your client interview, Anthony, between 3 and 4 o'clock on Monday. So we're going to contact you. I'll also send a text message out to you about 1 hour before that client interview. It's not like we need you to hop on a computer or do anything crazy. Okay, it's mostly general knowledge information you should know off the top of your head, but it would be really nice if Shandu could join us too. Do you think you'll be available at that time, Shandu?
I should be able to, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go ahead and confirm it. All right, and then the last thing we got to do, Anthony, is secure your first month's payment. So how did you want to do that?
We'll do it with our debit card. All right, Tony, okay. I've got to go. Can you call me back in a little bit, Tony?
I will. Yep.
All right. Hey, man, it was nice meeting you.
Almost done here. Nice meeting you too, Shandu. I sent you my number there. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to give me a shout. My name's John.
Man, I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
All right, brother. You have a great day.
All right. I'm ready with the card when you are, John.
Okay. I'm ready for you, Tony.
It's 4247.
4247.
6344 4140 4140 7765 7765.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
1226.
1226, and 3-digit code on the back?
965 965.
Okay, and you guys got license and insurance? Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a little form you can fill out over the weekend, too. Make your things go a lot quicker. All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. I'll send this to you in writing as well with your receipt. If I say anything you don't agree with, Tony, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our business and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the business name?
First Responders Treeworks, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Anthony Wheeler, co-owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you and your partner, Shandu, agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Right, and hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have, so that's just more so like after today, if you're going to add anything, which you shouldn't need. Like I tried to make us your one-stop shop for everything at this point. But if you're going to add something, just double check. It's not something that we're already doing for you or something you already have. I don't want you to pay for something you already have or duplicate any listings.
I gotcha. Okay.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 15th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. What I did is I applied a veteran's discount to your listing. I've approved that discount to be locked in indefinitely. So when the term's completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the 15th day, but you'll keep that discounted price at $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue it or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or any funny business. If you want to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due, and we'll stop your billing cycle. Part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so you should have received a welcome text. Oh, I think the welcome text message went to Shandu. Dang it. I put his number in the text message field, and it, I think it did. Yep. It sent over to the 4591 number. Darn it. Okay, let me just copy this and send it to you. All right. Send. Sorry, give me just a second. I know he was trying to get you to call him right back, but I got to make sure you have these, bud.
All right.
All right, give me one moment. Did you get that text message there?
Not yet.
Okay. Shoot. The last one you got was just my contact information?
Yep.
And the email? Okay. Yeah, because that's where I switched it out. Let me resend it. Okay. Damn it. Why is it still going through him? I took it out. He's getting blown up with messages right now.
Delete. He'll be
update. Yeah, he's probably going, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, it's all right. I've been working phone calls all day.
Your turn. It's your turn, Shandu. Get on it. He sounds like a guy you can trust.
Oh, yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah. You need those around you, man, especially in business, you know. You get working with the wrong people, and then they start feeling entitled, and then you got a mess to clean up.
Yeah.
All right, for some reason, it's still going in. He's just getting blown up right now. Okay. There we go. Boom. Okay. I figured it out. Here we go.
I'll take my truck, right?
They in there, Tony?
Yep.
Here we go.
There we go.
Yep, got it now.
Oh, man. Sounds like 20 of them came through. Sorry if I call you Tony, by the way. My best friend's this Italian guy. His name's Anthony DiVincente. And, if you look, Oh, okay. Yeah, I always call him Tony, too. Every time I see Anthony, I just switch it to Tony in my head without thinking.
Nah, you good.
Okay. All right. All right. But, yeah, so that link has an outline of the agreement in writing. I've also sent everything over to your email, so you have it there. So you're good to go. If you or Sean do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, you have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service. So I won't be here tomorrow and the next day because I don't work the weekends, but there's still 24/7 customer service. If you need help, you can still call in.
You there, John?
Yeah, I'm there. Cut out for a second.
Yeah, I started my truck up, and I always tried to take that Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Now I was just letting you know, you could call me at any time, and then even on the weekends, if you dial the same number, you hit extension 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you guys, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Thank you for your service. I'm going to actually read the rest of this story and do these notes on this account, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday, okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right, me too. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too, John.
Bye.